Rookie guard sniffed the wound in Dana's chest, pushed one of his eyelids up and looked at the upturned eye, rubbed his muzzle, felt all four paws, picked up his rudder, weighed it in a paw and let it drop, all the time muttering away.
Ah, well, now, Redwall Abbey and all the clever critters couldn't be cured on a washbish thing atween them, ah, no.
Skipper broke his respectful silence.
So you say, me old darling, but could you?
Rookie went back to the pot and supped two more ladles of hot soup.
This a Jessica beast. Pictures and patterns on the face. Bad. Why you ask Racky to do the utter fixing for this varmint, eh?
Skipper gave his explanation as she made inroads on the soup.
Dana's the son of an old mate of mine. He was taken by Jessica when he was a cub. Rilflag was his father, and Philorn's his mother. She still lives at the Abbey with his oldest sister, Mira.
The ancient otter repeated Mira's name, drawing it out.
Mira. Mira. I like well that name. I'll fix him.
Skipper stood where he was, knowing that Rookie did not like shaking paws or being touched in any way.
My thanks to ye, Rookie Garge. I'll keep the soup going good and hot, night and day, whenever ye needs it.
She leaned forward on the knobbly stick.
Ah, well, now, you'll need lots of the soup. Tis dinner won't be fixed in one day. T'will be when the russet apples fall.
Skipper tried not to look surprised.
That's a long time, ma'am.
She attempted to chew on a water shrimp.
So you see. Need long and time to be fixing our hole. Got to take varmint pictures off the face too. Oh, yes.
Skipper raised his eyebrows.
You can do that. Take off the tattoos.
She gave up chewing and swallowed the water shrimp.
So I can. I make that picture on your paw, remember?
Skipper looked at the pike tattooed on the back of his paw.
Oh, you did. A long time ago, I recall.
Rookie shrugged.
So I put pictures on with dye and needle. I take them off, too. And that flower on Dana's paw, I fix it up good. You see? Then he looking like you, proper river dog again, no varmint.
Skipper had to carry Dana into Rookie's cave and lay him on a long moss-covered shelf. The otter fixer's cave was like a cloak, studded from floor to ceiling with crystal, metal and semi-precious stones, amber, carnelian, peridot and black jet. Two firefly lanterns reflected off the decorations, making the interior dazzle and shine. Skipper took out the blade of Sawny Wrath.
This is for you, Rookie, my old sweet. A little gift.
She recoiled, drawing her paws into the voluminous cloak.
Pretty and bad, bad! I'll not touch the thing. Stick it in a wall. That blade shedded blood. Bad.
Skipper buried the knife point in the cave wall.
Fair enough. Now what do you want me to do?
The ancient one made a dismissive gesture.
Get out. Go, you. Make the soup for Rocky and tell your crew keep way far away. Maybe call if I need you, young pup.